time for our weekly segment with the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brought to you by Stonewood Dental in Robinson, where your comfort is their priority.
We're live at Walk-Ons. We're here for the next 30 minutes. Brad Sham has his work, of course, to do and also has been with Rosh Hashanah. And last night was not in New Orleans, but, of course, watching and monitoring what the Cowboys were doing in New Orleans. Brad, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. That was an absolute defensive game in so many ways where teams moved the ball, but it was such a grind of a game. Was that, would you expect that kind of a game in the end, no matter who would have won?
I would not necessarily. I think you could have predicted that the Saints would be less explosive without Drew Brees, but I don't know if anybody would have predicted 12-10. And I think if you hold a team to 12 points, you expect to win. Just as a year ago, the Saints would have said in Arlington that if we hold that team to 13 points, we'll win. And that didn't happen either. So some nights go like that. And that was later in the year. They wound up in the conference championship. But, you know, just when my services were over, I went home and watched the game on tape on TV, and it just looked to me like the Saints forced them into playing differently on offense than they had the first 3 weeks. I really, we all, as you know, Smokey, whether it's Baylor or Waco High School or the Dallas Cowboys, it doesn't matter. If we're a fan of that team, then the other team didn't do anything. We screwed up. It doesn't matter what the other team did to a fan. And the fact is, sometimes the other team played better and prepared better and had a better plan. And I think that happened in New Orleans yesterday.
Brad, one of the criticisms I kept hearing was that the offensive game plan was too conservative. I don't know if that's the correct term for it. Based on what the Saints had done earlier in the year and what was on film, they had given up a lot of rushing yards, especially early in the game. Did the Saints just fix that problem last night as opposed to the Cowboys having the wrong or a conservative game plan?
Paul, I will tell you that the offensive players that I had an opportunity to talk to today indicated that the Saints did some things schematically that were very different than they had done the first 3 weeks, and the Cowboys then felt that they didn't handle it as well as they could have. I don't think that they necessarily had a conservative game plan going in. Fans, I don't know if anybody's seen Deshaun Watson's response to a reporter yesterday after their loss.
It was glorious.
The guy asked him who they played, Carolina. Was Carolina in cover two, and that's why the ball didn't go down the field? And if you know Deshaun Watson at all, you know he's a magnificent young man. And he just kind of smiled, and he said, not in a nasty way, I mean, do you know what cover two is? And the guy tried to recover, and he then somewhat patiently kind of explained what cover two is, how Carolina played, why what they did limited what the Texans' opportunities were. Sometimes it happens that way, and that, Paul, is what I think fans do. Oh, they didn't score, they didn't run, they didn't play like the first 3 weeks, so they obviously had a conservative game plan. I don't think they had a conservative game plan. I do think they got into some bad habits during the game. I think when you, I know just watching it on television at one point, I'm thinking to myself, how many times do they run on first down? And of course, the first two first downs of the game they threw and had double-digit yardage gains. And then, for a variety of reasons, that could have had to do with deployment of the defense, crowd noise, whatever it might have been, what the quarterback saw, they then ran, I think, 11 straight first downs. That's not the way they have had success. It's not the way they want to play, but it's the way that they played yesterday. And I think if they had anything to do again and to improve on, it would fall into that category But that's a different thing than having a conservative game plan. I mean, I think after 3 weeks, we can pretty well say they're not. We shouldn't be worried about them having too conservative a game plan. Sometimes the other team and the way they're playing has something to do with it.
They get paid, too. It's like college teams. The other guys are on scholarship as
Those
well.
Scholarship
no question
too.
About it. Yeah. Brad, I did notice that Zeke, his four lowest games rushing have been on the road. And the thing that popped out with me, that one makes sense. And yet again, when you have a powerful running game with someone like Zeke, that's also when you're on the road, and they've done this as well, how you can utilize that to take the crowd out of the game. Now, taking the crowd out of New Orleans is almost next to impossible. But isn't that when you would rather you have, if you're going to run the ball well, you would rather run the ball well on the road for that reason, or is that just me being silly?
It's not silly. I think that makes sense. Then you have to go to the next statistic, which is the number of consecutive games they've gone without allowing a 100-yard rusher. They've been a really good run defense team for a couple of years, and they've added a couple of pieces that make them even better. And then I thought the Cowboys didn't do a great job of handling that front last night. A couple of guys didn't have their best game, and the Saints are good. Now, those are some pretty good players they've got deployed in their defensive line. They've got a couple of new faces in the tackle rotation, and they use them very well. And I think that had a lot to do with their lack of success. Obviously, if you can run the ball on the road, you can kind of take the crowd out of it a little bit, but they weren't able to do that last night.
Brad, I think the biggest positive from last night is it looks like the pass rush is awake, especially Robert Quinn. He had 19 sacks. You know, I know it's been 6 years, but he really showed what he's got last night, especially against a much better offensive line than he saw against Miami. And Jalen Smith was a revelation blitzing the quarterback.
No, I think that Quinn's good, and you know they'll benefit from having him. And Jalen has been doing that for a little while. That's why they play that. When you see them with now they're going to have to mix this up as it goes along, because if you and I figured it out, then so's the other team. But when you see them in that three-man front with Jalen kind of walking around behind it, they call that their odd defense, and he's probably blitzing. And then last night, Lee blitzed some also, and Vander Esch blitzed some also. And so they'll try to mix it up because they're not a big blitz team. But to get a four-man rush with three down linemen, and then there'll be some times when they will drop a guy in coverage in a zone blitz and send two linebackers to get their four-man rush. It's just about getting different looks. And then, you know, I thought the Saints did a fairly effective job of keeping DeMarcus Lawrence from taking over the game. He's getting doubled and tripled and chipped on almost every play. And I think he had a sack, but I thought they did do a decent job of kind of neutralizing him a little bit, but you have to deploy resources to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I thought the defense played probably as well as they have played all year. Now, that being said, you know, that last possession of the Saints where they're 4 minutes and so, that was textbook. That was right out of exactly how the Cowboys want to play. You got a lead and 4 seconds left, and the other team doesn't ever get the ball back.
Brad, I know that you haven't missed many games in your career, and we mentioned this to you last week. You weren't able to do the game because of your religious belief and what was more important. How hard was that last night?
You know, Smokey, you might relate to this. It actually wasn't as hard last night as it was during the week. Because last night I knew where I was going and I knew where I was supposed to be. It was a little frustrating watching the tape on TV, but I knew what I was focused on last night and what I was supposed to focus on. But during the week, today I should be watching the other team's tape. Today I should be spending breaking down the league stats. Today I should be, and I didn't do any of that, and that was odd. Now that was really, really weird.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Brad.
Okay,
glad
man.
You're back.
Talk
Thank
you.
Later. Appreciate it. Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, with us on ESPN Central Texas.